Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, guys? Welcome to the Genre Banter Podcast. We are live on air today with Maureen. Hello.
Hello.
Let me just say this before I play the intro. Lavery's Comedy Club is doing its second ever Friday gig this Friday, the 26th of May. Maureen, are you excited?
Yes.
I'm literally squirting milk out my teats. I'm so excited. Who do I have? I'm emceeing, and Arma Khan's doing support, and Tom the Bear, O'Mahony, is headlining. If you go back in the old Genre Banter archive to the episode featuring him, it was a fan favourite. A lot of people were like, this is real funny. That was the infamous Eddie clip, with F and Eddie. Do you remember? We played the clip with the guys like, oh, Jesus, I'm dying from the beer yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was a real fun episode, and a lot of people tweeted me about it. So he's going to be headlining at Lavery's for all those people who can't get down, you know, on a Wednesday night. Come on the Friday night. £6, half eight, same deal. So there you go. That's all I have to say, Maureen.
Literally same shit, different day.
What?
Club, I'm joking.
Fuck you.
It's great.
Fuck you. The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis. Right about now, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. So, you might have heard Maureen going, you sound a bit bassy there. At what point did you think that because I was playing other noise that you couldn't hear yourself all of a sudden? It's a good job you weren't letting out all our secrets, Maureen. Like, the people heard you go, you sound a bit bassy.
I think you sound a bit bassy. Yeah, in my ears you do.
I'm hungover. They're big fucking headphones. Big cans, bro.
I was just trying to say off mic, you sound a bit bassy in this, that's all.
What, by off mic, do you mean right in it?
Well, I thought this was a professional thing where the mics shut down when you played the... It's not.
Fuck's sake.
It's literally just playing as we're as we're sitting here.
Like when I was on Cool FM last week?
Yeah, like it probably sounds like that's like post-production that you put that in, but that's not true.
No, we were on Cool FM last Thursday promoting the old Ulster Hall show, which is actually on sale now. But I haven't really launched it because I haven't got the artwork done yet. Because that's going to be real exciting.
A lot of wee's going on here.
Well, a wee right in this table. waiting for the old... We're going to get the artwork done and it's going to look super sweet. So there you go. But we're in Cool FM sort of promoting it. And it was this level of professionalism. It's weird because they knock the thing off and they're all like, fucking Jesus Christ.
No, they're not like
pieces
that.
Pieces of shit. There's a weird banter that goes on between people who have to talk to each other for 4 hours every day. It's all very, yes, isn't that?
You're
crazy. Flip sake, you're mad. And all that, carry on. What's his name? Wee Paolo. I got his seat. I was like, get out the fuck. I'm going to talk here. But I was expecting, you know, to just dish out a pile of funniness, but the questions were very serious from Pete Snodden. I have a feeling Pete Snodden would love to do a wee bit of stand-up himself, because all the questions are like, so how do you get into that? No, and I was like, mate, just go to a gig if you want to. How did you find it sitting there on the radio, Maureen?
Good. It was fun. It's fun to, like, watch it happening, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but what sort of banter was going on?
Yeah, it's pretty like, well, I mean, there's only so much you can say on a radio show, like.
Yeah. But then we were driving up in the car, they were playing Would You Rather, and I was like, this is going to be great crack. Because they were all like, would you rather suck my, it was getting a bit dirty, wasn't it? They were like, would you rather suck my toes or like, you know, just wear my pants or whatever. It's getting real dirty, Maury.
They actually did say that.
Yeah, they were like, do you want to wear my stinking pants?
Or, no, they're not, do you want to like
just suffocate yourself while you're spunking? What would you rather?
Text him.
I'm going to write a sketch where the would you rather is like, you know, I'd be like, oh my God, would you rather shot or like catapult a dog shit into your mouth, right? Or like have a bath. It's like two things. I'm throwing ideas out there, Maureen. So yeah, I went down to Cool FM. That was weird. What did we do the rest of that day? Was it boring as shit? Went shopping? I can't remember. Fuck all that. We're trying to talk sensibly when there's been major news this week.
Yeah, a lot of
terrible bad news.
Bad news.
Bad news bear. Oh, well, we'll go through the sort of general banter of the week before that. Yeah, we'll get to the terrible news later when you've left and I can really go off on one about ISIS.
Okay, yeah, I have to leave, so.
Definitely do anything else apart from that, ISIS. Check out these new mics.
Start off light, I think.
Was it Thursday we went into the radio and then we went to, it was the Friday night that we went to Galway.
I didn't go to Galway, you did.
I'm saying we as in the other people that went with us. Which is funny because initially what would have been the best thing to happen was Mickey was filming that day, so he couldn't meet up with us to leave at like 12 or whatever, which would have been far too early anyway. So we left at 1:30, but then he was free, so Shane drove all of us instead of Mickey going in his own car.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have meant by the time we got there and everyone was seeing how much fun Galway looked, we could all just get steaming and Shane could go home and fucking go on the radio to promote his show. But instead, we all had to head home together. Which, I needed a fucking physio the next day. I was in a car that long.
Yeah, it'd be a long drive to do up and down.
It was terrible. The drive up was a nightmare. And then, you know, the gig ended about 11:30. But it was one of those things. If we had a just bang left at 11:30, which you never do because you're talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, going with all the girls that you know, are hanging around after the show and whatever.
Signing all their boobs.
Signing their tits with your trouser pen. And,
licking it right.
Yeah, licking the wee ballpoint.
Stop.
That's what I'm gonna call my dick, man. The ballpoint.
The wee pointy ball.
The wee biro. The wee betting pencil.
Betting pencil.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
The wee Argos pencil.
That's something I imagine a taxi driver would call.
Hey, give her the fucking betting pencil. That's what it did. She's like, I've no money at all, and he's like, here, let me place a bet. It's me penny batting pencil. Ding, ding. Fuck's sake. Hold my belly up to get at that.
Stop. That's horrible.
I wonder, like, you know, like, there's bound to be, like, some full dirty slut girls that do that. Where they're like, I have no money, but I'll suck your balls. If you give me the taxi for free.
No one would ever suck anyone's balls for
free. I think. I've heard of people doing it.
Sucking someone's balls?
No, like banging taxi drivers.
All right. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it happens. People are weird. Of course they will.
But imagine the taxi
driver. Sure, boys do as well.
Imagine the taxi driver. Do you remember the video went up online? It was actually a bit unfair. They probably shouldn't have put it up. But the guy was like super, super drunk. And
oh, yeah.
The dude was like, what do you say to me? And the guy's like, come on, I can't pay, you know. He's like, what are you going to do then? He goes, come on, I'll suck ya. I don't know where he was from. I'll fucking suck ya.
That's just a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, like, I'm gay as fuck. I'll suck ya.
If he was straight, how drunk do you have to be like, just turn gay to get a free taxi?
I'll suck your dick.
Yeah. I'll suck it. Like that Bill Burr bit. I'll suck it.
I'll suck your dick.
I'll suck it.
I'll suck your dick. It's the grossest shit going.
Imagine
sucking someone's dick.
A taxi driver too that's been like working for 8 hours as well, just sitting down.
Yeah.
Eating Kit Kats. Big, I was like, oh no.
He's got a load of Subway crumbs on his pubes and all.
Stop it.
Hang on, I've been pissing in a coffee mug all morning. Suck my neck. Suck me out.
Yeah. For $3.50 taxi fare.
Get the old Argos pencil out here. What's the code? Product code.
What's the damage?
That's fucking disgusting. How did we end up in this conversation?
I don't know, Galway. Huh?
Galway, yeah. So Galway looked like a lot of fun. Talked to some people that were at the gig, and they're all like,
"What was the gig like then?" For anyone who wasn't there, which I'm guessing is most people who's listened to this.
What do you mean? What was it like?
Like, tell people what it was like.
Well, it was a small room. Steve Bennett was the MC. Lovely man, nice beard. This guy Kevin, who runs it, who's a fucking head case. He's just like. He got that vibe off me. He's like, whatever you fucking need, I'll get you. Hashtag drugs and strange women. One of them boys that laughs like that after everything he says, like.
Like he's very sneaky. Yeah, really, he's
very sneaky. And he's in a job where it's like, it's allowed him just to drink professionally. He's like, the most steaming. You know those guys, every time you looked at him, he was pouring the dregs of one glass of wine into the next one. Your old trick, the old Maureen trick. Did you just burp off mic? Respect.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're hungover, so.
Yeah. Talking, you have to do that too. You can't talk down and go, you sound bassy. Bass! Anyway.
Believe it or not, guys, that wasn't as a sound bite.
Yeah. Bass! So we're in Galway, and this is how the gig went. I went on first because sometimes, you know, these guys with all their egos and all, they're like, I don't know when to go on. Let me change my tenor, lady. And I'm like, I'll fucking go on first, you pack of fucking fruits. And I went on first, out of my hole. So, I didn't really. Did pretty well. Everyone did well. Aaron McCann ended up going last minute, even though he was supposed to be revising. I've heartburn like a bastard, Maureen. That's what happens when you eat a full of pepper chicken and go to sleep. So he went on, everyone did well, everyone did real well, you know, took some photos, but then of course you had to go for fucking pizza and all that shit, get petrol, and then it was fucking an hour later, and then we eventually left, and Mickey and Aaron were out cold immediately. And that was it. Next day I was completely disabled. My back was fucked just from sitting in the goddamn car.
Yeah, you're not designed to sit in a car, are you?
No.
Purse, that's what you need.
One of those ambulances that they get in, remember like Jerry Springer when someone was like £500 and they cut them out of their fucking trailer?
That's what you need. Just a trailer, that's what you need?
Yeah.
Just you and the
I just need a mobile home. Caravan?
Yeah. It's a wheelchair?
Yeah. Luge? Skateboard? 10 skateboards? A pallet with wheels?
Trojan horse?
Yeah.
Just anything just bigger than a car.
Flatbed lorry?
just strap you up.
We ratchet straps. we did have a Lavery's last week. That was pretty fun. This street's squeaking like a fucking bastard here. But we had Lavery's. And once again, full of mentals. Ryan Collin was down. He was very funny, wasn't he?
He's really funny.
Fucking, who else was on? Aaron. I can't remember. Who was on? Aaron MC'd. I did a wee spot. It's on a vlog there.
Kieran Bartlett.
Kieran B. If you want to go over to the YouTube channel, you can see that vlog. But of course, just mad bastards. What is it with hecklers, Maureen? And it's not even a heckle. Like, don't. If you're going to heckle, do a funny heckle. This girl was literally just like. I always think, like, she was just with one person. Is the guy not scundered as fuck?
I know, I'd be so embarrassed if someone I was with did that anywhere.
Like, you would leave. You'd be like, you better shut the fuck up, or I'm going to just have to get up here and leave. And then take her out the bag and smack her shins in.
People have this wrong idea about heckles that they think. Number one, they think if you go to a comedy gig, you have to heckle, like it's part of it, which it's not. And number two, people think heckle means just shout anything.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's like you, or whether it's like, you know, like answering the rhetorical question. Like, you know, like, does anyone, you know, so it's like, or like, you know, finishing lines or just going, your shit. Or, like, they're not really heckles. A good heckle is just a really good wee comeback or wee sort of almost like you're. There is like almost a, you're inviting them to do it a little bit most of the time, but just this like out of nowhere shouting shit thing doesn't, it's not funny. I think people maybe think that they're very funny when they do it, and it's not really funny. so heckles are good when they're like part of the crack, but like just people being like loud or disruptive, I suppose, it's like you're just ruining it for everyone. And then the comedy slows down because everyone's listening to the stupid person shouting.
Yeah. And like, how many times do people have to directly be told, like, will you please shut up? Because all I'm doing is telling. I feel like I get away with it sometimes because I'll just not fucking really pay attention to any noise.
A lot of like the time. Toddlers, you have to just like not.
Or like sometimes, like, give attention. Remember to the guy shouted something and I just went, shh, like just shush them.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you, yeah, if you make people feel like a real stupid cunt, just like shush, will you?
And this is the thing, because usually I'm the one walking around checking everyone. It's not that you mind particularly even people chatting a little bit. I don't mind that because you can't, no one's ever going to be completely silent. I get that because sometimes someone will say something, you're like, oh, that's funny, or that reminds you. That's fine. It's the just having full, like, deciding, because you're a bit drunk, usually that's why, a full conversation or just talking about the thing really loud then to your friend beside you. And I'll always say the same thing to everyone that I go up to, and I just say, look, I don't mind if you talk a little bit, but can you keep it down?
Warren says the same thing every time. She goes, shut up, I'll get the rah on you.
Yeah.
Is what you say, isn't it?
Yeah, I pretend I say this, but really I do just say that.
Yeah. But yeah, her name was Aoife, everyone remembered that. Really? I think someone actually sent in a question.
Aoife, we're all be around any day.
Aoife, shut up, will you?
Beware.
What's wrong with people when they do that? Has no one ever said anything to them ever their whole life?
I bet you they're all really like, they would never do that normally. They just get really drunk and think they can do it. I don't know, it's weird. Hecklers.
We had that Wednesday. We went out. When did we go to that tipsy bird thing? Was that? My days are all fucked up. That was Sunday. Yeah, we ended up going out for birthday sort of dinner for your sis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very embarrassing when we went in to that tipsy bird place. Because they brought out a fucking, like, it looked like a little truck. Which is honestly like a hipstery sketch, isn't it? Can have a fucking truck full of dry ice, and they bring out the little truck, and then you, all I was getting was an old fashioned, which tastes like shit. I forgot, like it's not old fashions, aren't nice. It's not as nice as just whiskey, you know. Just give me the whiskey next time. Do an old fashioned. It's like, it's so sweet and weird. But yeah, I felt a bit like a dick because it was Neve's birthday, but yet I was getting like the VIP treatment. Here you go. There's a truck full of dry ice, piss and smoke all over the place.
They didn't realise until we said, like, we were joking then, going, haha, this is actually her birthday, and everyone's just wanting to take photos of you and giving you all this stuff. And then they did it for Neve as well. They're like, oh, oops. And my sister went up, was like, oh, can we do anything for it? Or they went, usually we just do the truck thing for people's birthday. And like, okay. And then there was also like a hen party behind you. And then
looked like the dullest hen party of all time.
I think there was like, we would.
Was Francesca got the candles?
Yeah, it was like really shit
battery. I can't wait till we have our drink and then. Are we not having lots of drinks? No, we're having a drink and then we're going paintballing. Laser quest. # so glad I'm not in the office. Francesca! What do you think of these little pumps about? Anyway, I just have to run round to Primark and get those little slip-on socks that look like tights. What are they called? You know, people wear like a wee shoe.
I think they're literally called footsies.
You know what I mean? Like those.
Yeah, they go in your shoes.
That's
shoe,
exactly
yeah.
What Francesca would have been wearing, you know?
Yeah, but no shoes?
No, she'd have been wearing some naff shoes too. Although I can't do heels, not with my kanks.
But I think we, because it was such a group of us, all girls obviously, my family, they came down with a big drinks order where they're like these big huge wine glasses with cocktails in and the big like train thing and all, and I seen them because the girl had like go past them and I could see them be like, ooh, taking their phones out, and then the girl went, sorry, can I get past you there, and they brought it to our table and you could see them being like, oh, okay, this isn't for us actually.
Oh, scandard.
Yeah, it was actually us. I'm like, oh, cool.
So we drank that day and I was well and truly chinned in the daytime.
Yeah,
and then we all got a bit drunk. We came home, and what did we try and watch? Was that the Apocalypse Now night?
Yeah.
I was like, because there was talk of us going to Vietnam again. Not talk. Let's do it.
Yeah. We were talking about it, but we'll do it.
We will do it. So we're like, let's really get in the mood for Vietnam by watching a terrible, terrible war film about
Yeah. About Let's Vietnam. Watch this documentary of Vietnam called Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, so I lasted. How long did we last? I was out cold pretty quick.
I don't know, but we both had really strange dreams after that, though, didn't we? Super we woke up like, oh my god, I dreamt about this. Like, maybe that's because we watched a 3-hour movie. I got
stabbed
with
a weird needle in a toilet, and then someone punched the guy and killed him, and it was fucking weird. But
also, we started it at about 1:30 in the morning, and it's what, like 3.5 hours long or 3 hours long?
Yeah.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
But then the next day, of course, we actually went out for drinks.
Actually went out for proper drinks.
Not just day drinks, we actually went out for a joint birthday.
Well, we recorded first, didn't you? Filmed your video yesterday before going to Belfast.
Oh yeah, that was a fucking nightmare. Basically, if you cast your mind back, folks, to the time I did a video for the council, a littering video. Well, they want 3 more, so this time it's more of a focus on picking up your dog shit. So, doing little recreation stories of, like, times that I've student shit, but I had to do it in different characters. So, about the time I rode through a dog shit and it splattered up all over me. Now, it would have made for a real funny video had I pressed record the time that you threw the melted Nutella at my face. But instead, I had to just do a little jump cut there and end up with my face covered in shite instead of seeing it physically hit my face. But what an ordeal, Maureen. Messy. It was messy.
Yeah, that was the hardest bit to do, and you didn't even
press record on it. Dickhead.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I watched Casey Neistat.
Although it was hard to do that, so it's probably not that bad. I wasn't in it because it was quite a hard one to make it look right. But
I watched Casey Neistat's vlog, and he was talking about Lumix cameras that there's no evidence that it's rolling.
Yeah.
It just goes doot, and then it goes on for a second, and then the whole screen goes blank.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be literally, like, a red light, like a GoPro just beeping all the time. But anyway, what a shit show, covered in fucking Nutella, head to toe. And I had to make a shit, that was exciting. I had to make an actual shit, which was just so much fun. Clip of the week, guys, comes from the ocean. Check out this sea lion. You can't see anything. So, it's kind of jumping up there. That should have been your first. Listen to this scary music. It's jumping up. Everyone's like, that's cute. And then this fucking stupid girl. Why did she turn around and sit there? Why is she so comfortable with the fucking thing? She sits there. And then the big old sea lion grabs her by the hole and pulls her in. Look at that looped. What a douche. Fair play to that savage there who just jumped in. Lost his good sunglasses. Now, why did they decide to put these weird pan pipes over this version of it? What's your thoughts on that, Maureen?
It seemed very scary.
I think if you've got kids, I don't think you should ever let... You should never be, like, that comfortable around...
Wild animals?
Wild animals, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that comfortable around fucking someone's pet dog, even if it was, like, regular dog. You know, dog, you do whatever. You do something by accident to a dog, stand on its foot and it bites you, you know?
I feel like especially those, they're not like the friendliest of animals anyway, you know, like, you know, it was jumping up and everything, but I don't know, probably shouldn't have turned around. I think that was the dangerous bit, but.
It's fucking stupid.
Like, I think it was kind of a shocking video because no one's ever really seen, I suppose, that happening before. This is the thing about
the internet now. Who was it? We were talking about it yesterday and you're like, it's a sea lion. Like, it's not a seal.
Yeah, it's not a seal.
It's a fucking giant animal. It just.
Yeah, it's not a wee baby seal that probably wouldn't do it, but it's one of the, they're vicious, like, aren't they?
Yeah. Probably not pretty vicious. It was probably just like, I'm going to eat this motherfucker. Fuck it. Whoop. You know, these polar bears? These polar bears have been eating my asshole out for the last millions of years. There's a video here. I'm watching extreme animal attacks on humans. There's a fucking hippo coming through the water like some sort of... Do you see that?
Yeah, but I feel like this is not a podcast kind of video. So.
I mean, I'll talk you through it. There's a man being... What a dickhead. That's a guy being chased by like a fucking alligator that just mauls him. Why are you in the water, bro? I swear to God, if I was in... Look at that douche. I feel like that's computer generated. If I was in the sea, right? And someone was like... Oh no, that thing's eating his head. Oh my God, this is bullshit. But if someone was like, oh, 20 years ago, they said there was a a shark sighted in these waters, I'd be like, well, I'm not getting in that water ever.
Really?
Fuck that.
I remember whenever I was in Jamaica. And
were you in Jamaica?
Yeah. Years ago.
Barely mentioned it.
Shut up. Don't do it anymore. We were like snorkeling. My cousin wouldn't get in because
snorkeling coke. Do you want to talk right in that mic?
Yeah, okay. Is it
bring it up to the. You're talking into the front of it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. You're just so loud compared to me in this. Yeah, because she had read James Bond, and obviously your guy Fleming or whatever had written them all whilst in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Like based them all, like a lot of the stuff around the island. She was like, nope, there's sharks here and there's all these fish and there's all she wouldn't get in. And I was like, I'm sure it's fine. She's like, nope, I read James Bond and I'm not getting in. So yeah, she wouldn't get in.
I've read James Bond.
Yeah.
Speaking of James Bond, shout out to Roger Moore who died there.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
I loved seeing those old Bonds because like he's one of those actors where he was never young, you know what I mean?
He's always had that kind of face.
The young version of him is like 45. You know, same with Sean Connery and all these cons are just old the whole time. And the worst Bond, like, they haven't had a Bond apart from Daniel Craig, maybe, who looks like he can remotely handle himself.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Like, Roger Moore comes in, saggy old fucking, like, sunbed tits. You know, like, when women are, like, 60 and skinny and they've just got those sunbed
leathery
tits.
Leathery skin.
Just leathery dangly orangutan tits. And he comes in like, yeah, give me a fucking whatever. And someone would just be like, nah, I'll beat the shit out of you, fucking grander. Like 100. You know, getting out of seats like that. Oh, 007. Oh, fuck, my cartilage. Oh, Jesus, my discs are killing me. Ding, 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 ding. Pew, 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 pew. Just shooting motherfuckers. Yeah, they should do a Bond who's like fucking jacked as shit.
Yeah, but I don't think there was any. Was there such thing as like planks and burpees back then? Did people give a shit about that?
He did a few burpees after all the whiskey he was drinking.
Everyone was it?
I need a burpee.
Is everyone not just in like wrestling unitards getting those machines that like shake your body and all? Like, there you go, six pack.
the things that look like this mic stand, like a chest expander. Like, yeah. Argh. You do three of them and then you just drink whiskey. A
couple of rubber bands. Here we go.
Drink whiskey at your desk.
Yeah.
Like Mad Men. I would fucking thrive in the Mad Men world. You know, come up with two ideas.
No, you wouldn't. You can't wear a suit.
Come on. I'll John Hamm with his wee moose knuckle up the front. Do you reckon there's a part of him like, I've got the rep for having a fat dick now. I'll really just show everyone. Like, it's probably no different to a girl just wearing like a, you know, chesty top because you got a set of tees on her. He's all
I
like,
guess so, yeah.
Do you want to see the ham? John's ham? Just yank it right up the moose knuckle there. Balls down one side. Generous dick down the other. I had a pair of shorts that time we went to that Seafield hotel where I'd cut the little underpants out of it because they were like swim shorts. And when I got out of the water, there was not much left of the imagination. I don't get that because what are you imagining? You know?
Oh my God, there's a dick.
Yeah. What is he under there? Some sort of newt? Oh my God, it's a penis. What's under there? A small amphibian? Sitting under two rocks? Oh no, it's a dick and balls.
I'm very disappointed because now I know it's just a dick. Yeah. Like, my imagination could have went wild.
She had two peanut M&Ms under her bra and it was nipples. I was disgusted.
Disgusted to find.
What have you got there? Haribo eggs? Oh, nipples. Shit.
Yeah, that's a tenner I've lost then.
For fuck's sake. There's been, first of all, let's talk about, we did go out last night. I'm full dying, by the way. Fucking dying, boy. Jesus, I'm dying. But we went to Cuckoo for some reason, like I haven't been in years. And
it's all done up now.
You're going to have to bring me a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm real thirsty, but as you leave, you can bring me a wee water. Thanks.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Thanks, babes. fuck.
There you go. Sign of a hangover right there.
Jesus. But went to Cuckoo and there was a pub quiz on, but I swear, I had to say, do you know what? I'm actually going to play you the message that I sent Aaron McCann.
Oh my God, no.
And he, Aaron was like, he goes, I never laughed as hard ever than laughing at that fucking thing. So let me see if I can play this. Out loud, sir. Here we go.
The guy who's doing the quiz at the cuckoo here is dropping pure fire, pure death in between fucking rounds.
He loves it.
Leg out.
So this guy was literally going like, he was English, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So he's like, who played Flanders in the fucking bloody blah in the Simpsons? And then Amelie, like just pure big fucking rap tunes.
In between each question, which I get it, it's kind of good, but the quiz went on really long. We sort of were coming to go and have some drinks, and it's like you're in the middle of a quiz. But then in between, like every 10 seconds, there was some sweet music.
So. Where is Coronation Street based? Where is Coronation Street based? Little bitch, I'm fucking with you. In between.
Yeah, everyone's like dancing for 2 seconds and back.
It was fucking incredible. It was so good. For what team did David Beckham play for? Where do you see my dick? Where do you see my dick? Up next, number 3. Who's married? Who is David Williams married to? Who is David Williams married to? Maybe just bad and bougie. It was, in fact. And various other songs like that.
Exactly like that.
Exactly. It was fucking incredible. And then we went to Ollie's. Which I'm not proud of, but you know, you gotta go somewhere when you're blocked.
But I mean, it was open, I suppose. No one, where'd you go? Here's how uncool I was. Literally had to Google places to go on a Monday night in Belfast because I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was like, where do you go? I don't understand. What happened? Well, it wasn't even that busy, was it?
No, it was half empty, like, but full of it, you know what I mean? Full of those people.
Oh my god, it stank so bad.
It's not like someone had shat on the floor. I actually seen a...
No, it was the BO. Like,
I actually seen a... Oh, I ran into...
I felt like I was just walking into someone's armpit.
No, this is embarrassing on my part. We talked about going to the Northwest, and we went and it washed out and we drove home. The guy that won that day, Glenn Irwin, was in Ollie's, and he was all like, oh, mate, I'll get a photo. But he literally explained to me who he was, and I was all like, oh my, I didn't recognise you with the...
No helmet on.
The helmet on, fucks. Now I see it now. I recognise the eyes. No fucking
pretend
idea.
Like you're sitting on a bike there. Oh, yeah. It is you. It is, yeah. I get it.
Hold on. Oh, it's yourself. Hold on, dude. Run past me at 180 mile an hour.
Just turn your head on real quick.
There he is. Glenn, fuck me, it's you. I didn't recognise you there when you're all static. If I just won the fucking Northwest like that, I would just be walking around in leathers. Although you can't really stand up straight in leathers. It's kind of funny looking. Keeps you all hunched over. So Matt ran into him. Good crack. What about everything in the world being shit this week? Chris Cornell died from Soundgarden.
I know, it's so sad. Overdose, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
There's...
No, he hung himself, but...
Really?
Yeah. They're saying it was some pill that he was on made him suicidal.
Oh, right. Sorry, that's where I got mixed wrong. Yeah, he was on pills.
How often does that happen in America?
Like took too many that kind of fucked over a bit or something, was it?
I don't know. No, he hung himself. That's how he died.
Yes, yeah. I know, but I was talking to someone last night and they said it was because he was on all these weird tablets only. He took too many of them as well?
Probably. So, I mean, the whole Heath Ledger thing where you take some and then you forget you took them and then you take more and then... You feel all emotional and then you kill yourself. It's very sad. Suicide, isn't it? Very sad.
Yeah. But I mean, it's an accidental? Was it an accident? Would you say it's an accidental one?
No, he fucking like tied a thing around his neck and killed himself.
Oh, God.
Crazy. Craziness. But I always think like, you know, I know I don't know if I have that sort of real bad depression, but I feel like, I don't know how, if you had anyone else in your fucking life that you could do that to them.
Well, there's a very good quote about it, which I think is the only way I think about it, is suicide doesn't get rid of your sort of worries. It just gives them to someone else.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's like you might think this is the only way I can deal with this, or, you know, I have no reason to live, or I can't deal with everything I'm feeling. But really, instead of escaping it, you're actually just giving it to someone else now. You actually are handing it to someone, whether it's family or friends, or it could be someone you work with, anything. Like, it is, that's what's so hard about it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's quite literally never the answer, but very, such a sad thing, isn't it?
It's so sad. I'm just seeing if there's any more clips. And also, not the bloody, what the fuck is this bullshit?
But like, not that, like, it's more sad that it's a musician or an artist, but there is something about someone who's, like, really creative or has, like, a beautiful voice or has a, you know, someone who has such a beautiful talent, you know? There's always something extra sad about it, I think, because they're like, you'll never hear them again, or, you know, see that person, you know, paint a thing, or even if ride a bike or whatever, you know, like, on a, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? When it's like a artisty kind of a person.
Yeah.
There's something extra.
Because they're always giving away gifts. Yeah. They give people gifts of pleasure, and
yeah,
then they're sad and they kill themselves. You know, like, the saddest thing ever was Robin Williams killing himself. You're like, why?
I know. Because you're like, he's, you know,
Mr. Joy, like.
Yeah, like, he's so, you'd think he was so jolly, and you'd watch his films, and, like, every film you'd watch of him would, like, make you feel good.
Yeah.
So it is really sad that, you know, he didn't feel good. That does make you feel bad.
But again, they're talking about mad hormone imbalance after chest open heart surgery.
But did he not have, as well, something, not Parkinson's. Did he have Parkinson's or something? Or he had something like
Alzheimer's or some shit.
It was something like that, that it was very early stages, that he was just like, I can't sort of deal with that, which is horrible.
Terrible.
But I feel like if you're his family, you would just want someone to be there as long as possible, wouldn't you? You don't really want...
Or figure it out, get it sorted, smoke more weed.
Yeah.
Smoke some fucking...
You just need to hurry up and get some cures or some shit, because it would just make everything a bit easier, wouldn't it?
You have to go.
I know. What time is it?
It's 5:05.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
You can talk about depressing things without me.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to drink water right now?
Yeah, they. While Maureen's sorting my beverage. Quickly, Maureen, bring me a diet soda. Here's a video called Street Beef, and it's between women. Just water and a Coke. Fuck it. Worst podcast ever.
Understand, started over some trash talk and a breakup and a guy and all kinds of other stuff, but we're going to agree today.
So let me describe what's happening here. You have a very small black lady who's real small and slight and skinny, and then you got this other white girl who's a big fat bitch who looks like she's bigger than me.
That after you fight, it's over with.
So they're going to have a fight here over
no
a man.
No beefing in the streets afterwards, am I right? Okay, so there's no...
And they're surrounded by a little fence with spray-painted words on it, like, I'm the Jordanian nightmare.
Grappling allowed in this. It's all stand-up fighting. No grabbing. Got it?
Let's skim.
One minute round.
This fat bitch will do well to get through 1 minute.
You ready? Let's go.
Do you want to watch these two fucking women beat the shit out of each other here?
Really.
Look how fat she is compared to this wee skinny girl. That's fucking outrageous. Let's see how this goes. This is basically fatness versus cardio going on. So if the girl who's the fat one has enough cardio, she might be able to, you know, muscle this wee black girl. Oh shit, she's back vicious. Up,
there so, you go, work your hands. Come on, there you go. Come
they're
on,
going for it.
Go in on it.
This is it.
There you go. The
oh,
hands.
She wobbled her. This is a terrible thing for an audio podcast.
Ladies, there you go, hands. There you go.
Look, punch, punch.
There you go. Kick.
Too,
Melissa. There you go.
Oh, fuck, man.
There you go. Yes.
What I'm going to do is, I'm going to do what I do to all UFC fights, which is skim to the end to see who fucking dies. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say the big fat girl runs out of steam. Bear with.
Grab it.
Stop. Ooh.
Here you go. Now, go over top of her. Go over top of her. Go over top of her.
Ooh.
Now,
the big fat girl fell over.
Go ahead. Get on top of her. Don't get on top of her. Just go ahead.
Break. That's it. They didn't even show me the end of the fight. Who sent me that? That's some goddamn bullshit. I got sent a lot of weird clips this week. There was a thing called the chopper guy who just karate chops different items, and that's all his stuff. There you go. That was him karate chopping some peanut butter. Here's someone karate chopping a fidget. Bye! Karate chopping a fidget spinner. And that's it. You know, sort your fucking lives out. Here's the thing with fidget spinners. I saw a video of someone using an app that was a fidget spinner. So the fidget spinner is on the screen. And the person's like spinning it on a train. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Where it's got the, like, you know, as if using a fidget spinner isn't already half fucking wasting your goddamn time. Oh shit, we'll hit the volume up a bit too much there. You know, now you don't even want the mild bit of exercise that it's going to give your hand. You're like, nah, I just want to do that on a fucking, on a goddamn screen, thanks. Fucking losers, goddammit. Outrageous. Let me talk about the fucking atrocities this week. Obviously, there was an attack in Manchester, which was insane. It was like an Ariana Grande concert, and supposedly there was some sort of ISIS video. And as usual, like, people just can't fucking let anything be anymore. It's like, you know, they're like, oh, how did this news place report this story half an hour before it happened? And, you know, all this fucking wank. But, yeah, essentially there was like a, was there like one of those stupid fucking videos where the fella's got like a tea towel around his face and he's all like, Allahu Akbar, and all that shit. Like, when he's claiming like that it was ISIS that done this attack, which is kind of like, could you act like more of a bunch of fucking pussies? Like, oh, death of the West. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like a fucking, you know, noble war type thing where it's like, oh yeah, we're going to fight these people. You're literally attacking the weakest fucking people. Do you know what I'm saying? You're like attacking children at a goddamn concert. You fucking pussies. God damn it. Fucking assholes. Like, what do you know, are you all fucking high-fiving each other? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like walking out. It's like, you know, oh, I'm going to fucking, it's like, it's literally like taking fucking sweets from a baby. That sort of idea. Oh yeah, look how cool I am, bro. Went in here and killed a load of fucking kids. Good for you, you fucking fanny. Outrageous. Mmm. Drives me fucking mad. It's not like, let's start a legit war and your warriors go against my warriors. It's like, nah, I'm just gonna fucking, just gonna attack some kids who have nothing to do with anything, you know? Fuck up a whole town. Injure people. You know? Fuck up your woman's concert. She's probably not gonna be doing any of the rest of her concerts. You know what I mean? It's just like, get over it, you fucking losers. And you must be mentally ill. Or fucking retarded! Because it's like, how the fuck could you be? See, if you get talked in that shit, you're a fucking loser and an idiot. Like, I hate illogical shit, and it's like, how could you not realize that everything in the world is better than that? You know? In fact, you know, I don't want to shit in people's religions and all, but like, if you're that fucking hardcore religious, I think there's something wrong with your brain in this day and age. You know, I understand if you have nothing left and you're, you know, working as a fucking slave and you're like, oh, I really believe in God because eventually I might go to heaven. You know, we all know a bit more these days, a bit more science behind it. You know, the idea of a God or whatever seems a bit fucking crazy. And the fact that there's about 50,000 gods, I don't know if that's true. There's loads of them. But like, it just seems like, why? You have to be fucking mentally ill to be like, I'm going to do exactly what this fucking book says that wasn't even written by a god. It was written by some fucking fella. And there's probably a lot of Muslim people would argue or tell you that most of the shit they believe in isn't actually in the Quran. But it just seems a bit, it's so extreme. It's so fucking extreme. And you're like, mate, I promise you that anything is better than this, you know. I'm going to do this and kill a load of people. Like, how can you go out and murder just people and then expect to go to some sort of fucking heaven? And is it really going to be that good if all you're promised is like a bunch of fucking virgins that you're going to bang? Go out and bang one virgin as a grown man and fucking tell me how fun that is. You know, it's like the Billy Connolly thing. I don't want fucking 72 virgins. I want just two fire-breathing whores. And it's the same. It's the same idea. What are you going to do? Like, yes, I love virgins. Mate, you know you can do a lot of cool shit while you're alive. You don't need to fucking walk around dressed like a wizard and fucking licking carpets all fucking day. Well, there's the bell again. Let me go French kiss this fucking rug. And then we'll all sit round with no women in the room and talk about bombs. Like a bunch of fucking assholes. It's just, it's fucking, I don't know. That's probably, I sound like that cunt that's, that runs the EDL, don't I? But it's just, it just seems like, you know, in real life, you could do so many things that are just pleasant and fun. You know, make you happy. Eat a fucking bacon sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Have a couple of beers. You know, get in the sea. Do all that shit. Do all the fun shit. Instead of sitting there all day like, who can we kill just to get into heaven? What are you even fucking about for? You know what I mean? As soon as you read that book and if you agree with it, you should just shut it and run into the front of a bus. There you go, mate. I can't wait to get to heaven. You know, you should be so excited to die that you couldn't possibly wait to plot anything. Just literally shut the book. That was so interesting. Excuse me. Drives a fucking Black and Decker drill into his temple. Drives me fucking insane. And it's the bitchy way that they do those attacks. Like, you're gonna go and kill a load of kids. You really seriously need to fucking sort your life out. Unreal. Oh god. I mean, there should be like, where's a good size for a war? You know, they should like have like a fucking Isle of Man or something. You know, where they can just throw people for... They just call it War Island. They'll be like, who's up next? ISIS versus the rest of the world. You know, it's like a five-a-side football match and they just throw them in there. And then you just get the fucking murder the shit out of each other. And then you kind of go like, right, that's that over. Let's not bring this shit to the rest of the fucking world. What's next for ISIS? Oh, it's good. No, what's next? Let's fucking bomb a load of nurseries. You know, let's really get to the root of the problem of... all this shit that we hate, all these fucking, you know, infidels and whatnot. Let's go to like a fucking creche somewhere and really do some damage. Fucking losers. Although at least 9/11 had a bit of flair about it. Now you're just fucking about. Oh, we're gonna drive a car through London. Oh, really? Fucking evil genius. Gonna write a Marvel film about you next, you fucking psycho. Oh, why don't they just fucking, why don't they just go into maternity ward and start smashing babies in the head with a fucking bat? Yeah, you go for it there, mate. Have you done anything your whole life that's remotely interesting? Because if you tried something else, all this would seem silly, you know? Smoke some weed and fucking, I don't know, play with a puppy. Stop being such a fuckwit. It drives me mad. It drives me so mad. But fair play to Manchester, you know, seemed to all fucking bounce back. Not bounce back. It's hard to say that when there's actual dead children involved. But like, you know, they fucking, they come together pretty well. It's just fucking sad. And then, you know, it is a shame that there are a pile of Muslims getting, will probably get stick for a while. But then again, you know, they were like, this is the most significant bomb here or something since like the fucking Ra did it. So you're like, people have a cheek to talk over here too. You know, still blatant fucking murder, isn't it?
Oh god.
Anyhow, getting me all riled up. Let's motherfucking do some questions up in this bitch. We had Conor McSherry sent us the Sea Lion fucking clip, which is insane. Don't let your kids around that sort of shit. No, it's a wild fucking sea mammal that's bigger than a car. Go ahead. Why do Polish people stand in the toilet seat to take a shit? Or is this just a select few? Or me being racist? And that's from Brian. I'll leave your second name out, McDonald. I don't know about that at all, to be honest with you. I feel like you'd need some sort of reinforced fucking marble toilet for me to be able to stand on it and for it not to come off the wall. But I know because in a lot of Asian countries, Southeast Asian, whatever, Most of the, there's a lot of toilets are just holes in the floor. So people squat down and they shit in the toilet, which is actually probably how you should be shitting, I think, with your knees kind of up. But, and what people, you know, some of those folks would be like, Jesus Christ, what's this, a toilet? I'm going to have to stand on this and shit. So they get up on it and shit down instead of just sitting on it regular style. But I don't know, I've never heard of Polish people. I don't know that many Polish people, in all fairness. Darren Johnson, what's the etiquette for taking a shite in a gender-neutral bog? You just fucking go for it, Darren. You know what I mean? The rules don't apply in there. No one has had enough experience of it to fucking figure it out yet, so just go ahead and shite all over it. Stephen Young, any plans for the Edinburgh Fringe? Nah, there was a brief thought that I might go and do a week, but it's not for me. Like, I just can't. I'm too busy, which is a good thing. But like, if I took a month off of the regular shit that I do, like podcasting or making videos for folks or making my own videos, it's a big fucking gap. Whereas I really just have to keep pumping away at this point. Also, I might just go and do a gig in Edinburgh, maybe. I don't know. Mick Hagney, love the show with Aaron. Hip hop question was a good listen. What's your top five best, not favorite, stand ups since 2007? I don't know. Do you know what? I hate to be a fucking letdown in this question. I do not watch a lot of stand up. And I really should, but you know, these things come out and everyone's like, oh, have you seen this and have you seen that? And I'm like, nah, I've missed it all. And I couldn't be fucked even going watching it. Where do these mad bastards come from that are on the phone to their mum during Lavery sets? And that's from Dean Rulston. Yeah, we had it all last fucking Friday. Some dude was on the phone to his ma. Aaron took the phone off and started speaking to his mum. Aaron said he took the phone. And I forget what the guy's name was, but it was something. The woman was like, Brian, what are you? Where are you? So fuck me. You see it all. You see it all. And it's something to do with the summer. As soon as it's sunny, and I mean literally, like in Northern Ireland, when the sun comes out, a fucking bit. People are just on the sauce all fucking day. And it's a goddamn nightmare. But, yep, so apologies for that thing. I mean, here's what happened. See, when we used to have Laveries, when it just started, we had bouncers. You know what I mean? There was bouncers would sit there, but now they're not. Who the fuck is this? We've got a big long driveway now dug out so we can see people from goddamn miles away. Any advice on choosing the right tent? And that is from Chris McCullough. I would always suffer the extra weight and the extra bulkiness to have a bigger tent. Because I hate things, tents that you can't stand up in. You know, I would nearly just take the biggest tent I could find so that I could just stand up in it and keep all my shit. You know, you want those things where you get in, you're able to take off. It depends what you're doing. If you're at a festival or something, you want to be able to take off, like, boots, all that sort of shit, instead of hanging your feet out and doing it outside. Jesus Christ, I'm dying. Paddy Fagan, if you were sandwiched between your parents, you're halfway inside your mum and your dad is halfway inside you, would you rather push forward or pull back? Neither. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, if I've got to that point and I'm fully up for it, I'm just like, yeah, boy. Ram it in my shitter. I don't know. Fucking lunatic. How did you come up with that question, Paddy? You goddamn psycho. Stephen Donahue. How come when folk are out walking their horses, they don't have to pick up their shite? Imagine them having to stop and pull out a bin bag to shovel the shite into. That's a fair point. There's a riding school near us. Two. There's one fucking is conducted and up in my bedroom. Imagine there was a riding school for humans. We're like, come on ahead, sit down. You know, you can pay as you go each month. It's $49.99 a month, and you get full access to all the riding equipment. And We have seminars and classes, and you can book a personal trainer who'll teach you how to book correctly. You know? We've got the old couch to porno campaign going. I saw a video the other day, and there made me fucking barf, and it was, what the fuck is this? It was, they were trying to claim that someone had tried to break in somewhere, and there was a pit bull covered in blood that apparently attacked this guy and, like, ripped his face off. But actually, I don't think that was real somehow. Don't ask me why I feel that. I think it's just they had a picture of a dog covered in blood. Then they had this dude with his full face ripped off. But it I feel like, I don't know if a dog would do that. And it was very clean, if that makes sense. Like, it was very clean on the face. You know, there was no other extra fucking bite marks or scrapes or anything, which I imagine you get if you get attacked by a dog. But having said that, I did nearly vomit. What is this bullshit video? Oh, here we go. So you got this insane man doing an doing a cover of fucking, is that Linkin Park? What the fuck did I just watch? I mean, that's hilarious. But it's one of my favorite things of all time. We played the clip last week of the fucking "Tuts my Barry, rip me in the thigh." I love that. I love when people don't speak English and they just get a vague impression of what the word is and just kind of fucking roll with it. Can Lee Tarlebo Chebo Chow Chow. Close enough, pet. You know what I mean? Fuck. Yeah, right enough. Let's go back to this dog shit question. horse shit? Here's the deal. Any animal that eats, you know, vegetables or fucking grass or hay or whatever the fuck, it doesn't seem as bad to have that shit lying around. It doesn't seem as bad to have that rather than like a dog shit. Like, dogs eat meat, you know what I mean? So you're getting real nasty shit going on, real stinking shit. You know, you get a bit of dog shit in your hand, you'd be like, what the fuck? Get a bit of cow shit in your hand and you're like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? I'll wipe it in the grass. I'll not even go wash it immediately. But whatever. Charlie Evans, watch that. I did, mate, and it was fucked up. I become Thor number. Killian Sexton, old school pastimes versus new school kids fun. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that's like active anymore. And no one plays sport because everyone's like, well, it would be unfair to give the winners a medal and not give these other fucking useless, lazy cunts a medal. That's what you're dealing with. And then people are like, well, why bother fucking working hard to win if we're all going to get fucking medals? You know what I mean? It's like communism for fucking toddlers. It's a fucking nightmare. And then you just have a pile of quote-unquote millennial fucking losers, which I think I just am outside the range of being 30 right now. But yeah, people just acting wee dicks, aren't they? Old school pastimes. I mean, I was never into computer games, which I'm quite thankful for, because I just can't be arsed fucking even thinking about it. But like, new school kids fun, it's all fucking, you're all just fucking on phones, on those wee Nintendo shits, iPads, fucking fidget spinner, like a fidget. What the fuck are you doing with a fidget spinner? Definitely just go out and do something else. Play football? No, I can't. Get bullied. I just remember when I was younger, like, everything was like a thing, you know, stupid shit like Sidewinder skateboards that nobody could fucking use. You know, buying skateboards, snapping skateboards in half, fucking trying to go buy new ones. You know, BMXs, fucking, some cunts even had rollerblades, you know. But it just seems like everything you get now is bullshit. And we talked about that fucking Carumba or whatever the fuck it was, where people are just tossing around a ball on a stick, and you're like, for sure, spend your time on something else. Like, you know, learn to play the guitar or something. You know, no one's into cool shit anymore. Do you know what I mean? Go beg your parents to buy you a fucking drum kit or something. Just something that's in any way practical or creative or exercise or something, instead of like, oh, I'm going to sit really fucking still and drink like Red Bull, even though I'm 12 years old and I have no business drinking a fucking Red Bull. Or I'm going to go to fucking... You see these puns going out of Starbucks in Belfast in their school uniform, and they're honestly like stressed out 50-year-olds who are fucking trying to land some business deals, and they're in there, can I get a flat white, please? Yeah, got to take it to geography here. Fucking crazy. Let me just, I need plenty of fuel and caffeine while I sit here and spin this fucking thing. I mean, fidget spinners are made from the bearings that you would find in a skateboard wheel, which is even more fucking depressing. You know, someone's got one of those things, just taking it apart, and now you've got a sad wee skateboard that's just dead. But no, you've got this fun thing that you're like, isn't this banter? Let me spin this around with banter. I will now swiftly move to the old phone here and get some of the screenshotted questions from yesterday. We're going to get out of here soon. It's going to be a slightly shorter podcast this week. Apologies. But you did have a bonus one, so shut the fuck up. Were you doing top 5 rappers of the last 10 years? What about KRS-One, Ghostface, Big Daddy Kane, GZA, Ice Cube? Yep, all those guys. That was on the last thing with Aaron, obviously. Obviously! Let me look this woman up here, because some people have been telling me about her. Let's see, Big... Mac, my way. I think we played a clip of this woman's before. She is a disgustingly greasy woman who makes stuff in her own way.
Back to the cooking again, and I am going to have a go at making a Big Mac. Now I am putting some...
The editing in this is tremendous.
Lard... In a pan.
Everything this woman makes has like a fucking third of a block of lard in it.
You say it's not alpha, but I'm the one eating it.
I'll talk you through it. She's making a Big Mac, so she's put she's put some lard in a pan. She's put some fucking mince into it.
It's more or less the same. So, as
28,000 hits. She's doing better than me. 11k subscribers. I have about 27 or 28,000, so she's still killing it though. She's really working hard. And I mean, mistake number one.
Now I'm going to butcher the bread cakes.
I regret starting to play this.
At the moment, so I'm going to butcher her.
She's out of breath buttering, by the way.
We will be putting cheese on one, but not the other, because that's me over. Now, as you can see, they're starting to. Cook, that's the word. Obviously,
tell you what's making me sick. She did put two lumps of mince into a pan that was cold, and then was melting the lard on the side, and it's not going crispy like a burger should. It's going like brown, like light brown mince. I'm not even gonna play the rest of that. I'm sorry. I don't know why I started. I keep doing that these days where I'm like, oh, check out this fucking very visual video on a podcast. Here's what I need for next time, guys. Send me any funny clips, audio clips that you can find. You know, funny accents, all that sort of shit. We've had the white Jamaicans. We had all that carry on. It's great, great stuff. Let's go back to these goddamn questions. didn't even answer that rap question, did I? Yeah, you're right. All those rappers are good, so enjoy it. What age were you when you knew comedy was going to be your career? Listen, I'm 39 and I'm still not fucking sure if it's going to be my career. What age was it? Whenever I started it, like 24 or something? 23? Why are there no more Fast and Furious movies about cars and street racing? I haven't seen the latest one, but yeah, I imagine it's gone down a weird fucking path now where it's probably all love stories and The Rock and whatever weird shit. Oh, God. What kind of music are you into? It's weird because I would traditionally be like, oh, I'm into, like, you know, rock and sort of, you know, I like nice electric-y blues type slidey fucking fuzziness. But in all honesty, I pretty much just listen to rap music all fucking day. Have you ever been kicked out of a bar / nightclub? I was kicked out of Auntie Annie's, which is now the bar, or no, it's the Five Points now, but it was years ago, and I was on antibiotics, and I was getting over the flu, and I had like loads and loads of Beechams in me, and I basically went out drinking double vodkas and orange WKD, and then I think I just got removed from the fucking club. I don't remember it at all, so I just remember going back the next week, which was a bold move, and the guy was like, I hope you, he goes, I've fucking notified my chiropractor, because obviously this cunt had to help me out, being a big, heavy bastard, and, this was fucking, I was probably about 18, but sure, it has to happen to everyone. How long did it take you to realise that you're fucking hilarious, Nathan Doherty? Mate, fucking no time at all, mate. I don't know, I mean, you're only hilarious if some people think you're hilarious, and there's people other people think you're just a fucking knob, which is fine. But keep it to yourself. Someone asked Shane Todd and Dave Elliott on their podcast about you giving them heat. They say they didn't know if it was true, so obviously they aren't avid listeners. How does that make you feel? How does it make me feel that they don't listen? I mean, I wouldn't have thought they would have listened at all, ever. So, yeah, I don't really give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, listen to it, don't listen to it. I don't give a shit. Was it giving them hate? I don't ever remember doing that. I mean, if it was slagging them, it was probably in a slaggy, banterous way. But yeah, fuck those guys anyway. Favourite podcast? My favourite podcast of all time, and that's from Darcy Lad, is probably, generally speaking, it might be Joe Rogan's one, probably, just because of the subject matter. But I would say, second to that, I would say Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and his wife, Christina Pajdzietski or something. That's my favourite one. Talk about Brexit. I don't know anything about it, so fuck that. I'll just sit here ignorant as fuck, not doing anything. Like a wee dick. Why don't you reply when I send you questions about your whereabouts, and that's roar at me? Because I don't have to fucking do anything, you wee dick. How about that? Why the fuck, what are you, where are you? And I'll just tell you. Aye, I'm just checking. Suck my dick. Have you ever smoked? And if you have, what was your experience like? Fuck you, 69 up. So, do you mean like, smoke weed? I used to smoke cigarettes for about 5 years, I think, back when I was younger, and then I just stopped hardcore, just stopped. Because I'm a fucking beast. None of your patches, none of your fucking e-cigs. I was just like, I'm going to stop this because of the mental strength of a fucking samurai. If only I could apply that mental strength to stop eating fucking packets of crisps in the toilet. I've smoked weed a bunch of times. It's not really my thing. Like, obviously, there's different strains and different versions of it. But I've always been like, give me the one that makes you all fucking giggly and silly. You know, any time I've tried it of late, I don't know what the fuck, where they're getting this shit from, but it was literally just like, someone threw a fucking lead blanket over your body and you couldn't keep your eyes open. I was like, this is not enjoyable. Like, how do people, smoke joints at work and all? You'd be fucking dead. I'm not, and fuck all that, like, oh yeah, it makes you creative and you get to do it, you know. I've never tried weed and been like, oh, I've got so many buzzing ideas in my brain. It's always just been like, Can I borrow your bed for the next 9 hours, please? Thank you. But there was a funny night when me and Maureen dabbled in it a bit, and she thought she was literally dying, and I was really trying to hold it together because I also thought that I might die also. Why don't you reply about, oh, it's the same fucking guy. How much could you throw up on Faklin Jenner in one sitting? I don't know. I'd definitely suck his titties just for a fucking Snapchat look. Podcast question, will you do a very short video as Barry the Blender for a mate's wedding? Well, there's no name attached to that, and I don't know who the fuck you are. But do you know what? I'm not going to do it, and I'll tell you why. Because I get asked to do it about 8 times a week. And if I did them all, it would be weird as shit. Also, get the person a fucking decent present. You know what I mean? You don't want to take a fucking shortcut and be like, oh, look what I sorted out for you. I sorted out for someone else to do something for you. What do I get? Nothing. Where's the fucking cake? Where's the wedding presents? I can't do it, mate, because unfortunately there are people who pay substantial money for me to make videos for them. So I can't just be running around, you know, fucking doing it willy-nilly. What are your thoughts on the countryside? I like it. I live in the country and I do like it. I like the fact that you can fucking blast your music. You can sunbathe in the garden with your dick out. You can do whatever the fuck you want. There's no one here. I like it. You know, every time we've lived in apartments and whatever around Belfast, there's always some dick you have to deal with. You know, oh, were you moving furniture last night? I could hear a lot of noise. Really? Fuck off, you relocated weird paedophile cunt. I fucking whatever. And you're like, yeah. Why have you no mates, mate? You know, it's hard to go through this life and not have fucking anyone speak to you because you're a goddamn weirdo. Right. So was that it? Was that it? Finally, a cheeky one. What shampoo do you use? That's funny, isn't it? I mean, the problem with being bald is, you know, the way you put like shampoo in your hair and whip up a good lather. I just squirt it right on my hairy tits and whip up that fucking foam and distribute it to various nooks and crannies around my body. So there you go. That's interesting, isn't it? Condition that chest hair into some silky, like Steve Aoki's hair. Just silky Chinese hair. Japanese, whatever. So racist. I gotta get out of here, guys. This podcast has already been uploaded late. So I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. So that's all I have for you this week, guys. I'll maybe do another bonus podcast or something if that happens. But in the meantime, remember to go to Lavery's this Friday. It's gonna be exciting. Friday show, all you folks who work during the week. And that's about it. Shout out to anyone affected in the old Manchester fucking bullshit pussy attacks there. And fuck ISIS. Am I right, guys? Fuck ISIS and your shit logic and your fucking made up fairy tales that you believe in makes you want to go fucking kill children. Big hard lads. Big bunch of fucking hard lads. With your fucking dishcloth wrapped around your face thinking you're hardcore. Drives me fucking mad. Anyway, see yous next time and take care of yourselves. Respect!